Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to encourage you that don't worry about what's going on. If you'll work with integrity, if you'll be the light in your office or your place with that you work and encouraging. You know, what I did when I was in county work, which was a law enforcement officer, they had this evaluation form. And it says specifically, you know, if you do, when you're getting evaluated, they have like five for every particular category. They had five different things that you would have to do, and you get a 1 to a 5. I don't know if the 5 was the good thing or the 1 was the good thing, but, you know, and they were different than each other, which is pretty interesting because you think you would say, you know, 2 includes 1, 3 includes 1 and 2, and but it was like still different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm not going to comment on that. And so, and I remember getting an evaluation. I remember getting an evaluation, and they said, this is what he said. He sat down with me, and he goes, one of the particular evaluations I had, he said, this is how I do it. I give 1 high, 1 low, and everything right in the middle. I'm thinking, man, that's communism.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you did not, I mean, does it, do you want me to do my job?
Right.
Do you want me to work hard, you know? And I said, well, I'm looking at it right here, and it says very specifically what I would need to do to get, I guess, a 5, maybe. It was mm-hmm. whatever the top one was. And he says, yeah. And I said, well, that means I could take, because I was a deputy,
mm-hmm.
I can take this evaluation then, look at all the 5s in all these areas. I can put it on my visor, of that thing that blocks the sun from your eyes, and I could look at it every day, and I could do those things, and then I would get a 5, wouldn't I? He paused for a moment. It just wasn't a good evaluation methodology
right.
at that time. And, of course, he pauses, and he goes, well, yeah. And I said, well, that's what I'm going to do. And then it just very specifically said, you know, help your other officers out, be mm-hmm. kind to citizens. I mean, good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do as believers, you know, find out what it is to be a 5. What does it mean to be an A+ at your office, at your business, and where you're working, including ministry, you know. You know, ministry, you know, should be, you know, people who work even harder, those that have given their lives fully to the work of the Lord, you know, into the priesthood, into the, you know, serving the kingdom in that capacity, because everybody's a minister no matter where you're at. But I'm talking about, you know, everybody. And that you should do it with all your strength, and you should use every talent and max those talents out. When somebody takes a, like my son-in-law, you know, you think about it, that when Blake races his car, he does not race it at 55 miles an hour. He races it as fast as it can go. And mm-hmm. he torques it and does all these things, always working on cars, you know, and he just loves doing it. He calls himself the mad scientist. And but he's trying to max out the vehicle,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so many people are driving the vehicle of their life at 55 miles an hour, or maybe 35. There are some people driving at 15. We don't see them for long. It's like, phew!
Right,
what was that?
Right.
What was that? That was a very cautious person. And, you know, this is about faith. Faith is being sure and certain. If there's any time you need to max out your gift and push yourself to be able to be a good American, a conservative Christian American, and to be, and always, no matter what season it is, but now, like than ever, is to be solely, fully committed at full throttle, you know, for Jesus. And let me tell you something, you're going to get blessed. We're seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing it. Yeah, heaven is going to be wonderful, and it's being prepared for you. And he said, if I'm going to prepare a place for you, I'm going to come back for you. And our Jesus is coming back. No matter what they say about him, it don't matter what, he's coming back for you if you made him the Lord of your life.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.